Joining me on Jeff Around Town is my good friend, Liz Hruska. Liz, thanks for joining me.
Thanks, Jeff. Good to see you.
Good to see you, too. We are on the Baby Bob Bridge.
Yes, our newest addition in Omaha. It connects the Bob Carey Bridge and the riverfront to the CHI Center and Schwab Field.
So you live near, well, you have for a few years, the Bob Carey Bridge, and you walk it all the time. But the Bob Carey, the Baby Bob, and we'll get into that in a second, it recently opened. I have not been on the Baby Bob. So, Liz, we're going to walk across the Baby Bob. You worked in the State House, in the State Fiscal Office for many, many years, and so you worked with Bob Carey.
Well, I was in the legislature, but we worked with his office. I had known him, actually, even before he was governor. So it's kind of a nice connection that his bridge is right outside my door.
And do you talk to him now occasionally and say, hey Bob, I walked on your bridge?
I do.
And so as we're walking across the Baby Bob now, this has been a long time coming. It was delayed being opened.
Apparently there was some theft, and the lighting also got delayed. The lighting is up now, and they've opened up the gates. So it takes us over the railroad tracks, where before the riverfront was really separated from north downtown.
It was inaccessible. So I know that there were several times, Liz, when I would be in Nodo over by the stadium or by film streams or slowdown, and I'd run into folks from out of town, and they'd say, hey, they're pointing at the Bob Carey Bridge, and they're like, how do I get there? I'm like, well, you have to go way over there or way over there to get there. But now it is literally just a straight shot. So we're walking over Riverfront Drive at the moment. We're heading west toward the stadium. A little windy, but not too bad. Not too many folks out here. It's a lovely day. You're on the Bob Carey Bridge. How many times a week would you say?
When the weather's nice, every day. Other than that, every opportunity I get when I have some free time, I live very close. One of the main reasons why I bought where I did. I love the variety of people I see. People of all ages.
And from everywhere too, right?
Speaking different languages. And everybody's just enjoying this free activity. Encouraged people to get out and walk.
And so you were telling me earlier that you really enjoy the little dividing line over the Bob Carey Bridge.
Yes, it's a very simple artwork. It just says Nebraska with a black dividing line. On the other side, it says Iowa. Almost virtually every time I walk there, somebody is taking a picture.
1 foot in one state and one in the other.
Yep.
And what I love about the Bob Carey Bridge, and specifically to your point, is that it's the thing that connects us. We are one community. It is not just Omaha and Council Bluffs, but it really is one metro area.
Absolutely. I mean, connects the two states and the two communities and the people that live there. Mm-hmm. Like I said, there's just a variety of people that utilize the Bob Carey Bridge. And I know during Berkshire Hathaway and the College World Series, especially now with the Baby Bob being open,
yeah,
that will really increase the traffic. I love the variety. Some nights I'm out on the bridge. I'm virtually by myself. It's quiet. It's peaceful. But I also like when there's a lot of energy.
Yeah.
People from all over, and they're kind of surprised to discover some of the things about Omaha and the beauty of the bridge.
Well, you've always been sort of an ambassador of Omaha, Liz, and that's so much appreciated. We've crossed over the railroad tracks. We've got the CHI in our eyesight here, and the stadium as well, and people cycling and jogging by. Liz Hruska, really appreciate you being on Jeff Around Town from the Baby Bob.
Thank you very much, Jeff. Come on down.